Hi there, club members. How are you today? Welcome to this Wednesday live session. Let's get stuck straight into it. I'll share my screen and go straight to our Trello board, moving to our first column of next communication, and the top card there is our live session for today. And what we're moving through today is a new daily focus for the coming week. I've also got the ADA webinar recording for you from the Victoria branch of the ADA, and mentioning something about the Evernote doing session, and then going into the guts of today, which is my smile sim. First of all, let me just stop share. I wanted to make sure that I am sharing with the sound going as well. I wasn't, but now I am. There we go. So first of all, our daily focus for this coming week, I hope you enjoyed the last one. Our daily focus for this coming week is talking about patient referrals. And I'll just stop sharing for a moment so I can have a quick chat. So when we ask for the source of referral from a new patient coming in, we either ask it on the phone while they're making their appointment time as part of, you know, what's your name, what's your address, how did you find out about us, and or it could be a question on the medical history new patient form, or it could be that you're entering in the details in the software system and it asks the question, where did this patient come from? Now, what I have found over many years is that usually we're after just one sole answer. Who did you, you know, how did you find out about us? Oh, I found out about you through Sally. Oh, Sally's fantastic. You just write in Sally. However, the issue is that quite often there are many elements to our the way we promote our practice and ourselves that have played into the role of getting that patient through to the front door. And I've got a little example here for you, which I'll quickly just read through. It's going to be coming through to you every morning through this coming week. And here's a scenario. Sally had heard good things about you and then told her friend Brett, who had also seen your banner at the local football ground. Then Brett asked his neighbour which dentist he goes to, and he said, your practice, and that he was happy. So Brett needed to make an appointment and looked you up on Google to find your phone number and your specific address. Brett arrives at his appointment and he's handed a form to complete. When he reaches the question of where he found your details, he writes in his answer as Google. However, it wasn't just Google. That's where, as a marketing, from the marketing brain of the business owner, you think, oh, it must be just Google. We'll boost up our Google ads and put money towards that. But it was actually a combination of a series of factors that brought the patient through to you. And this series of factors, these positive factors, need to be maintained in your practice in order to keep getting the breaths coming through to your surgery. And so make sure that you do find out it was the banner and Sally and the neighbour and Google that put the patient through to you, and you determine that through a nice, comfortable conversation with the patient. The ideal time is when they've arrived for their appointment, they've completed the form and they're still sitting in the waiting room. As a receptionist, you can be entering the details, and when you come across the question or the answer that they gave in terms of how they found out about you, you can say, oh, you found us through Google. Did you come across us in any other way? Did anybody else, did somebody actually specifically recommend you to us? And you don't make it so much of an interrogation, and then what did you say? And is there anywhere else? You just make it a nice, lighthearted conversation that you're having with that patient. Oh, I see that Sally referred you. How do you know Sally? She's lovely. And then that sparks that conversation of discovery, that within that you find the gold of how that person beat their path to your door. And then I suggest a second thing to do, because your software program will likely just require one answer in that, how were they referred to you, have a different tracking system. Have a little pad somewhere that you can start in down, or have somewhere within your computer in a specific notes section in the computer. Brett came to us through Google, neighbor, friend, banner. At Footy Oval. So you can actually start providing the information around this key performance indicator that's specific and manageable, and that's going to help direct marketing dollars in the appropriate areas moving forward. So that's the daily focus for this coming week. It's a little reminder that you'll get every morning just to bring your head around to all the new patients that come in, even though it's crazy times at the moment. If there are any new patients coming in, have the conversation with them around how they found you. The next thing is that, as we know, the Victoria have got additional restrictions on them dentally than any other state in Australia. And so there's been a fair bit of focus over these past couple of weeks in making sure the Victorian practices are aligned with all the things they need to do. There's been a load of different questions, you know, what's considered an emergency only treatment for a patient. And there were a lot of questions answered within the Australian Dental Association Victoria branch webinar. This webinar, there's a YouTube link to it here. Only members of the ADA VB will actually get this important webinar. And I'm probably doing the wrong thing by providing a recording of it. So I do apologize in advance, but I think the level of confusion that's out there would be wonderful if this was just freely available. So I encourage, if you are a club member and you have not, and you are in Victoria and you haven't seen this webinar, I encourage you to have a look at it. It's enormously helpful and it helps you understand how to be responsible in your professional space as a dentist during this current time. And so that goes on for just over an hour, answers a bunch of questions. Just a couple of key points that I thought I'd drag out for you. There is a visitor report that you need, or you know, that you need to keep for your practice. So anyone that comes into the practice, you need to have their name, their phone number, the date, the time they came in, and the time they left. That's so if anyone is ever diagnosed with COVID, they can backtrack their movements and warn other people they've been in contact with. Within this ADA VB webinar, it stated you only need to identify that for visitors who have been at your location for 15 minutes or longer. So it's not for courier drivers and lab drop-offs. It's just for people who have been there for 15 minutes or longer. Bizarre, I know, but 10 minutes, no, 15, yes. So make that amendment if you are in Victoria and you've got that ledger sheet of visitors to your practice. The other thing was really at the moment, write very careful notes. Why you deemed a particular patient to be emergency worthy of your treatment. And it's really your call as a practitioner. If you can put them in a holding pattern for a number of weeks and everything is going to be okay, then do that. If you can't, and you that's going to be detrimental to their health or their oral condition, then do that treatment, but try to do it without any aerosols. And so it really is up to the practitioner to a certain degree. And so write careful notes. If you've had to do a filling, but you've done it under rubber dam, write in rubber dam isolation. Write down this ramifications of leaving this treatment was such, therefore must be done today. And support yourself with your notes. So if anything ever happened, then you can rely on your notes to cover your ass. And the other thing as well that they mentioned, for example, if it was a toothache that required root canal, have a think to yourself, what if we go into deeper restrictions and we can't actually complete that root canal? Can we still put that patient in a holding pattern? So I thought the root canal issue was a worthy one. And also one thing I hadn't heard of in the ADA webinars was ventilation. So air movement helps, but air movement from the surgery through to the hallways, waiting room doesn't help as much. So do keep your surgery doors closed, but the windows possibly ajar to have that enhanced airflow throughout the room. Okie dokes. Now, that ADA webinar recording is there. The link is there. It's always also underneath here as well. Where are we? Here we go. Here it is. And if you are not part of Trello and go to the Club Hub page on the Julie Parker Practice Success .com.au website, and that Club Hub page will have the webinar listed there for you as well. I don't think I've actually done that. I forgot about that. Make sure everyone's got access to it. The Club Hub. I shall do that. It will be there by the time you jump on there. The other thing was our Evernote doing session went very well. I've had a lot of people ask for the Evernote content to be loaded up into their digital practice manuals. You can find the link to the card here. You'll also find the card, if you scroll through the lists here, in video tutorials. It's the very top one there, Evernote. Again, on the Club Hub page, you'll easily find it there also. The recording is right there, and if you, by the time you get through the recording, if you would like the Evernote content, all you need to do is send me through a quick email with your login and your password to your Evernote. I promise I won't look at any of your other Evernote notes if it's an established one that you've got, and I'll load it up with all the content that's discussed in that doing session. If you require any additional help with your Evernote, please do let me know, or any handy hints on how you're using it in a more unique way that you might find other practices will find helpful, let me know about that as well, and I'll post it up onto the Facebook group private chat page. Okay, here we go. My Smile Sim. So My Smile Sim is an application that you can advertise for your patients to download onto their phones. Let me stop sharing for a second. Your patients can download it onto their phones. They then take a selfie. That selfie goes off to you and the bureau, which is the My Smile Sim Bureau, and either you or them will create a wider smile, a more straight smile, a smile that's filling in the gaps, that's closing up those gaps, a smile that is straightening crooked teeth. And then quite quickly, the patient gets back on their phone and via their email, a before and after picture. And this before and after picture can really trigger a lot of interest in aesthetic services. The reason why I'm talking about marketing in such a time as right now, when, you know, a lot of the time you're thinking, like, there's no point in spending money on marketing, patients can't come and see me, especially in Victoria, is because this application, you can do the simulation smiles yourself, and you've got more time if you are practicing, for example, in Victoria, and you've got much more restricted appointment books, and maybe you've got a few moments, half an hour in between patients, a day or two in between each session, to be able to devote some energy into this. And it's an enjoyable process, and you're connecting with patients and you're engaging with them in a space that they're really excited. And it will also trigger possibly a whole series of virtual consultations. They talk about telehealth, and I've spoken about don't be shy in jumping on to a quick Zoom session with the patient. You've got the ability to offer, you know, maybe you say to the receptionist, between 2 and 4 every day, I'm going to be doing virtual consultations. So book people in for 15 minute consultations or half hour consultations. You can sit there with a patient with the camera on. So they're talking about, say, I did the app and this is my before and after. How do I get there? How much does that cost? How can I get all of that done? And you can have a tremendously engaging, helpful discussion with a patient and then book them in for a one-on-one, just to make sure of, you know, a full examination by the time the restrictions have lifted. And that way we can determine whether your oral condition will support the kind of work that you want to get done to your mouth. And so I think there is enormous scope for this application specifically right now. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to play the YouTube recording that was pre-recorded. Because of the time zone difference, Les and Jonathan are in Western Australia. So I have pre-recorded it. Got those two things on. I'm going to hit share. I'm going to click on the link, which is both here and when you scroll down here as well. And I'll punch this out and I'll be nice and quiet while this is happening. Okay, members, I'm really excited to talk about My Smile Sim, which is a marketing magnet application for dental practices. It is a magnificent way of achieving some excitement around some dental procedures, especially during these COVID times where you may have a little bit more spare time on your hands to tackle something new, to make sure that when you start up again and you're ramping up your services, you are chock-a-block full of people wanting your services. And we've got Les Schneider and Jonathan Kerr of My Smile Sim joining us. So let's go ahead and move forward with this demonstration. Lovely to see you both. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Jen.
Great. It's great to be with you. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Julie. So as you know, we have been looking at ways for dental practices to grow. We feel like we'd like to be, a subscription to us is like a gym membership for a dental practice. But you know, joining a gym doesn't grow your muscles unless you actually go and participate. And we know that you can assist us to give the dental practices the way to really use this effectively. We've had a lot of success with a couple of practices that we've been working closely with in Western Australia. And, you know, and we've really been blown away by the success that they've had and also by the reaction from the patients. And it's a little bit like the best marketing and the most sophisticated marketing in the world is probably the marketing around politics and elections. And those companies that are, they're scary and sort of, sneaky companies. But what they do is they work out, you know, where their marketing can make a real impact. It's not on the people who are already convinced. So the people who have really great teeth are not the people that we're really looking at. The people who have got really bad teeth already know that they need, you know, that they could do something and that there's, you know, it's something that they should look at. But the people on the border are the ones who don't really realize what's possible until they see it for themselves on their own face, the difference that, you know, good cosmetic dental work could do. And nowadays there's more treatments. The cost has come down. There's treatment plans to assist people. So it is becoming a real option for people, not just for Hollywood celebrities. And then we've got the impact of social media, and that is making, you know, everybody sort of a little bit of pressure to look perfect. And, you know, other people are getting this done, so then you feel left behind if you're not. So I think it's an educational service for patients to know what their options are. And without the dentist being seen as being salesy or pushy, so we're trying to reverse the direction of the conversation for the patients to say, you know, we'd like to see what you can do for me. And then we do the simulation for them to show them the before and after of what that could look like. It's not a treatment plan. It's not a clinical tool, because they will be taking the photo on their own phone with a smartphone. And they could be at home. They don't have to come into the practice. So we're not using a high quality, high res image, but we're just giving them an example of the difference that, you know, nice straight white teeth can make for their face. And everybody really wants to see that. And then it extends because when they get the results back and they get an email as well, there's a share on Facebook button and Instagram. So now the dental practice is getting their patients to spread the word for them. This is free social media marketing, which is, you know, really valuable. And it's not going to your practice, the dental practice's followers who are already, I guess, the converted. It's going to friends and family of the person who's had the simulation done for them, which is probably a person in your area, and probably a good proportion of their Facebook friends are in the area too, because that's what the stats show, is that, you know, you've got more Facebook friends in your area than very far spread out. And then, so just from doing one simulation, which the dental practice doesn't even really have to do themselves, we'll do for them, they could suddenly reach out to other people, and then they get their simulations done and show other people, and, you know, it could snowball from there. And the last factor is that as a company, we are also marketing to the public, just to saying to people, you know, send in your photo and we'll show you what you could look like. And all of those photos that come in, we allocate to the dentists within our network. So if they fall within your area and you're on board with us, then, you know, we'll offer those cases to you.
Fantastic. I was certainly very excited when I first learned about My Smile Sim. And if it's marketed effectively, and as you say, if you're willing to do a bit of work to make sure it's incorporated as part of your marketing strategy, the reach is enormous and the excitement level is enormous. And I'd be interested to hear more about the Western Australian practices that are achieving great success with it.
Sure.
Les, it's lovely to have you here as well.
Yeah, good. Nice to be here. Good to be here. So hopefully now we'll be able to portray what the system is about and what it can do for the dentist and more so for the patient.
Great, let's get started.
Okay, so we're going to share our screen. If you can see this, do I need that one?
Yes, we're all there.
You're all there, okay. So the system, really there's two pieces to it. There's the website, which is where dentists log in to the dental portal, where you can see all your patient photos that have come in and you can invite patients to use the app. And there's the app which the patient gets. It's on the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store, so they can get it on either. Or they could use it to send in their photo if they're struggling to get it on their phone, or you know, don't have a phone to use. So this is the dental site. So if you're a new practice who wants to join, you would click register and you can just send us your details and you'll be all set up. Or once you're set up, you can log in. So we've created a test practice for Julie. So you'd log in with the email address and password that you created when you registered. And this is the dashboard where you can really do everything from. So Julie is going to help us to work out the best way to train the staff within the practice to use this. And I was just saying to Julie before that different practices are using it in different ways. Sometimes the receptionist, if they can see that the patient's going to be waiting for some length of time, might just type in their name and print an invitation to give to the patient while they're waiting in the practice, saying, you know, while you wait, why not have some fun and send us a selfie and we'll show you, you know, what you could look like. Other ones do it on the way out. So when the patient leaves with their paperwork and receipt of their treatment for the day, it just says, you know, when you get home, you can try this. You don't have to be here. You can do it in your own time. You know, anyone in the flat. Basically, you would put in the person's name. It's up to you if you want to put in their surname as well. But you could, that's just for searching. When you want to, if you've got a whole heap of patients in the system and you want to find a particular person, you can search for them there. And then we'll put in the email address. Phone number is optional. So if I print the invitation, then we'll see what it looks like. So it would have your branding and logo on it. And it basically explains what the process is about and where they can get the app from. And then it gives them a unique PIN code. The reason for the PIN code is that they don't have to type in their details when they're in the app. And they also don't have to choose which dentist it's getting sent to, because the PIN code encodes that it's coming from your practice, because we wouldn't want your patients going to some other practice. So that's the security thing. It means that, you know, their photo is not being sent with any identifying details about who they are, and it just takes away all the entry for them. So printed that, so that could be sent to a printer and given to the person in the practice, or it can be emailed to them. So if you wanted to go through your patient management system and look for incomplete cases or people who have been thinking about treatment but hadn't, you know, got over the line, this is something that could be sent to them to say, look, if you're not sure but you want to get an idea of what the result could be, give this a try. And maybe get some of those incomplete cases to go ahead. Mm-hmm. And we've had examples of that, and we've had examples, which is on our testimonials page, of dentists who have sent us a photo and said, "Look, the patient's in the chair now. Can you do one really quickly?" And mm-hmm. you know, and we've heard them, because we've been on the phone to the dentist. We've heard the patient say, "Oh, wow, yeah, I want to do that," and go ahead straight away. Right. So that's the idea of it. So I know Julie's got the app on your phone already.
I do.
You've got it on there. So if you go in, and then when you go to take a new selfie, put in that code. Yeah, I can call it out. Or have you got it there? AYWJHGF.
Beautiful. Enter.
Yeah.
And it says, and I'll pop it up there so you can, oh, everyone can see it. It says, hi, Julie Parker from Julie Parker Practice Success. Would love to help you discover your options available for designing your smile. For the following four questions, please click on the emojis showing how you feel about different aspects of your smile, and then take a picture so that we can show you how you could look. So I'll hit continue.
Yes. And so we're trying to establish what the patient's interests are. So there's only four very quick questions, and it's just yes, no, or maybe, am I interested in this feature? So the first one, I think, is whitening, is the colour of the teeth.
Yeah, colour, would you like to improve the colour of your teeth?
Most people say yes or maybe to that one, that they would like to see, you know, what improving the colour would look like.
Right.
So we know that they're a potential whitening case.
Would you like to improve the shape?
The shape. So it's hard to see on Judy's phone there, but there's a before and after photo that sort of changes in and out so that it shows them what we're talking about.
Oh, I see it does change in and out. I went to the next one quickly. This one's, would you like to address any crooked teeth? And so what you can see is,
yeah,
the after, that's the before.
Yeah. So, we're just trying to gauge, you know, what sort of a potential case this is. Are they interested in, you know, completely changing the shape and look of their teeth, or are they only interested in whitening, or, you know, what are their real interests? This is before they've seen any results. So some people change their mind once they've seen the, you know, what can be done.
So, and the next one is gaps, so I'll pop maybe then, and then it's asking me to take a selfie.
Right.
Which I'll take a selfie.
Yeah. So we want it to be pretty much a straight on, taking up virtually the whole screen.
Get the glasses off.
Yeah. That looks good.
Okay. So that kind of...
Perfect, yeah.
Perfect, great. So use photo.
Yes.
You've got the option to retake it as well.
Mm-hmm. And if they do send in a photo that's not usable, then we can send a message back through the app to say, please retake. Then they don't have to go through those questions or anything again. They just take another photo and it will replace. Yeah.
So, and then it says, thank you, all done. And so I'll hit OK. Then that's my bit done.
And we can see your photo straight away. So, I mean, Julie's at the moment in Melbourne, we're in Perth, but we've got that photo straight away so we can start processing. Now, there is there's a whole simulation package that is included in this online software, but we've taken the work away from the dentist. So our bureau will do a couple of simulations for each photo received. So the dentist has some options to choose from. The dentist can either choose one of our simulations or do it themselves. So now the dentist has got the photo that the patient sent in, and our MySmileSim Bureau will get the photo as well, and we'll get an alert that there's a new photo and for some simulations to be done. So when the dentist clicks on the photo, there will be a couple of suggestions. And in this case, there's one which is just whitening, and then one which is a whole new set of veneers put on top of this patient. Although, you know, there's not a lot of work that we would need on.
But then, I mean, you know, from my view, from my eyes, that's a substantial difference. Both of those pictures, it's good. I thought my smile was okay.
That's what we get that so often. We get that very often. So just with the whitening one. There is a watermark, so the dentist now has the choice of either doing the simulation themselves using the online simulation software or choosing one of the ones that we've done for them, because obviously we don't want to take up the dentist's valuable time with this sort of stuff. This is really marketing stuff and getting the person interested to see the dentist already with some pre-knowledge about what possible options they have, and we just want the dentist to use their time efficiently and do the dental work. So really it's just a matter of viewing the different photos, and say we just want to do the whitening one, we unlock it, and then it takes away the watermark, and then we can send it to the patient. So when we send it to the patient, each practice can set up their own standard messages, just to save time again, if you want to have certain things that you want to say. But you can use that, or you can write a customized message to this particular patient and send it off. And then Julie should get a notification on her phone saying that the simulation's been done, and she can look at the before and after photos, as well as having the option to make an appointment through the app. So it could be linked to your calendar if you've got an online booking system, or they can just phone the practice to make an appointment. And also you'll get an email saying, to share, asking if you want to share it on Facebook. So
here we go. My alert just came through.
Okay.
And I also just got emails as well.
Yeah.
See my simulations, and so my screen comes up with seeing my simulation.
That's right.
And there they are. And I can enlarge the photo.
Yeah.
And Julie, this is how you could look. If you're interested, you're welcome to call. And as you say, put whatever you like in that message, even a booking link for a consultation. Nowadays, that booking link could be for a virtual consultation where the patient and the dentist are sitting across from each other virtually and having a nice discussion around the different way to a brighter smile or a reconstructed smile in some way.
Correct.
Wonderful.
And then this is an example then that you've got the share on Facebook button, so that on your email, so that Facebook's a bit picky about image sizes, optimal image sizes. So is Instagram. So we've put it into the right resolution so that it's really easy to share on Facebook. It would have your dental practice logo. And if anybody decides to engage with this post, then it will take them to do the app for themselves, but it's linked to the dentist who did this original simulation, so that that dentist is getting value out of what people are saying. And also, if the person puts it on Facebook, and if Facebook speaks, then they will listen. If their friends all say, "Oh, that looks great," then it's a lot of social pressure for them to go ahead and get it done. And that is usually what happens on Facebook and Instagram. All your friends will say, "Lovely, gorgeous," all those sort of things. And
that's it.
So that helps it. Too.
It's the world of social pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, that is absolutely awesome. And it's really quite interesting. I mean, my personal response to it, I'm finding quite interesting. You'd be going back and looking at it over and over again.
Yeah.
And you would absolutely be sharing it around. And you've got that locked in experience of, especially, with my teeth or crown that way or veneer that way, that's fantastic. But what you are doing, and because people don't fully understand what is possible from an aesthetic point of view, and it's not something that can easily research. This is a tremendous risk-free, safe space for them to research into it and just to see what is possible for their smile. And as you said, when I said to you, "Gosh, I thought I was happy with my smile," and you said that's a response that many people have.
Yeah.
It's just broadening a patient's perspective over what's available to them, and having the dental practice in that very active role of educating them. And this is a wonderful avenue towards that. So great concept.
Great, thank you.
And that's really it in a nutshell. There's a lot more to it, especially when it comes to the marketing aspects.
Yeah,
and that's why we don't really consider this as a simulation program anymore. We consider it more as probably the best marketing tool around because it's the only one that can do this.
Mm-hmm. And can you just speak a little bit to a practice over in Western Australia that has had some success with it? What sort of figures have they seen?
Yeah, so Smile on Perth?
Yes, so just we've got a few testimonials, but and then they sort of say it better than we could really, but this particular practice deals pretty much exclusively with veneers, so they are a cosmetic oriented practice, and they are active on social media, so they put the fact that they now have My Smile Sim as a service and as an app available to their patients, and they said, you know, give it a try. And to our surprise, in the first 2 weeks we had over 50 people send in their photos, and in I think they've been doing it now for 2 months, we've had 100 people send in their photos. And wow. So
it's a huge amount of people.
And that's the difference between taking action to implement this sort of system well as part of your marketing strategy over just buying it and having more of a surface level try and see. You want to get into it, get into the guts of it, and let's give it the best shot that we can, see what sort of results that we get. And could you just scroll up a little bit back to the top of that letter, Jonathan, because they say in a nutshell what this offers. My Smile Sim is the only program in the dental world that can sell a new smile to a patient before they walk through the door. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true. And we've seen the real success of this, and I just want to emphasize the use of our bureau system,
please,
because we take the actual work away from the dentist and the receptionist, because we do understand that they're busy, and they don't want to be really locked to having to see that they have to do this work all the time. So ideally, what as we showed you before, all they have to do is choose which simulation they would prefer, and all they have to do is click and send it back to the patient. There's no work for them to do. There's no guesswork. They don't have to think about it. It's just really probably the easiest way to do a simulation, but to get the patients really excited, especially patients who have never been educated that they could look better. And those and patients that are smiling like this, you know that they know they've got bad teeth, and they've never been told that those teeth can be straightened or the gaps can be closed. And now we're showing them, hey, try this, and the success is enormous.
And one of the coming from working in dental surgeries, one of the difficult questions and how do we incorporate this question into our dental examination is, how do you feel about your teeth aesthetically? Are there any improvements that you'd like to make? However, the problem is that that's like asking a patient, how long's a piece of string? They don't know what the string's made up of. They don't know how the length of the string. They don't know how many strings they've got to choose from. And so you're asking an uneducated patient for an educated guess, an estimation of their own smile. This removes that as an issue completely and presents to them the piece of string and how long it is, and do you want to look further into this? Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely.
When the practice subscribes, we've got a quick button just for them to share it on their Facebook, so you can get, you know, people engaging through your own Facebook, but those are already, you know, patients probably or whoever follows the practice. But there's also posters that could be put up in the waiting room.
Great.
So there's three different styles. You can choose which one suits your practice, but it is the poster will be personalized to your particular details and have your logo and things like that. And then, you know, someone in the waiting room can just click, scan the QR code, and it takes them straight to the app to get started, but it knows to send their photo to your practice.
Great.
So you can put those up. There's a few other ones. And we can also make, the practice can actually make up their own poster. All they have to do is put that QR code somewhere on it, and they can make up their own graphics around that.
Do you even put the QR code as part of what gets printed out on the invoices for patients as they
walked out, have just had their recall done, and there's a QR code. Are you interested in an after photo? Go here. Yeah. There's so many ways you can implement this.
That's great, yeah. That's a great idea. On the way out. When we designed the system, it was pre-COVID, but now especially having people being able to engage with patients in a virtual space or over remotely when they're just at home is a huge advantage. So it's like a contactless little consultation, really. I think actually having them book after they've seen their photo for a virtual consult is a great idea, because you've both got that reference, that photo to look at and base the conversation around. So the other thing that we did just to make life even easier is that our system will track when a patient's been waiting over a day for a simulation to be sent back to them. So if they haven't got the simulation sent back, we'll send the dentist an email with the various bureau options that we've done, and they can very quickly just click on that and send it to the patient straight from the email. They don't actually even have to log in to this portal at all. Or they could there's a button on the email to send a note back to our bureau saying, you know, I like that, but the teeth have to be whiter or too white or bigger, smaller, moved around, whatever sort of direction the dentist wants to give us, then we will do more simulations and repeat the process. So there's no charge until the dentist is happy with the simulation if they want to purchase that one. We've made it, you know, very inexpensive. It's $25 for a simulation.
So what are all the costs involved if a patient wanted to start straight away and try this smile thing out for their marketing strategy?
Yeah.
What are the prices?
Yeah, we didn't want to charge, you know, thousands of dollars for a system before it's proved itself to each practice. So we're on a subscription model. The introductory price is $90 a month. To be involved, plus GST, and you get the app and everything, the portal and all the marketing material that's included. And then for that price, if the dentist wants to do their simulations themselves, and some of particularly the younger dentists really like playing with it as a gadget and as a tool, then there's no extra charge. You can do it like an unlimited number of cases for the same $90 subscription price. But if you do want to use our bureau simulations, which are designed to save you time and take that, you know, any hassle out of it, particularly if the patient is in the practice at the time and you want to show them before they leave, you don't want to be fiddling with trying to do a simulation in front of them, because that was the issue with a lot of the simulation software that has been out there for a while. A lot of dentists can see the value in it, but practically it's difficult to take the person's photo and do the whole thing while you've got other patients waiting and you're under time pressure. And you often have to try different sets of teeth, you know, and play around with it. And you don't want them to see you doing all the intermediate ones until you get the one that looks the best. So in this case, they only see the final result. And, it's when you think of what the dentist's time is worth, $25 is a very low cost way of getting a very qualified patient who's ready to move ahead, to give them the peace of mind that they can see what the results is aiming at. So
that's fantastic. It's very good price when you come down to the thought process of you could get a whitening case from it, which is $500, $1,000, or you could get one, two more veneer for thousands of dollars. And so are you happy spending $90 a month and $25 per simulation to end up getting hundreds and thousands of dollars of extra turnover in your books? And of course the answer would be yes. And a very lovely way of coming back from COVID and having a whole bunch of having had done a whole bunch of virtual cosmetic case consultations with a patient, and then they're booked in for the in-person consult again after COVID, the restrictions have eased. Well, this is absolutely fantastic. I'd really love to do a doing session on my Smile Sim. And if you guys could help me with that, so then we can go through the dentists that do want to do the simulations themselves. It shows them all the library of teeth, and so that might be a nice part of the doing session on my Smile Sim.
Sure. We'll be with that. So this is the simulation software, which we'll go through in that doing session, as you mentioned. The only other thing is that the app to get the photos in. So if the dentist has patient photos, they can upload them. Just put in the person's name and upload an image, and we will again do some simulations from those images. So some practices, as a matter of course, take a photo of a new patient. So now during restrictions, they could prising their patients with, a new version of them.
Beautiful. That's a great additional facet of it. That's right, because most of the dental practice software systems now, they have a space for a profile picture of the particular patient, and sometimes they've got that little camera on the reception desk to take that photograph.
Yeah, that's right.
If you make that as just part and parcel, then part of it, certainly for your new patients coming in or for your recall patients coming in, we're doing something new now. We've got the ability to put your profile picture in our software on your patient page. Are you happy for us to take a photograph? And then if you ever would like to know what you look like with brighter teeth or a changed smile, let us know. We can easily just get that image out to you.
Perfect. That's really good. Yeah.
Tremendous. Well, thank you both so very much for explaining the process of My Smile Sim. I think it's an absolutely fantastic application. Tremendous way of building in a really ramping up your marketing program, and it is ideal for this sort of time now. Usually with marketing things, we're not interested in that at the moment because of COVID, but this one's different because this one, you need a bit of time to be able to implement it with your team and how we're going to go forward and advertise on social media and all the rest of it, and then let's have a good look at the simulation side of it. Do we want to do it ourselves? Do we want to get the bureau to do it instead? And you need a little bit of headspace to be able to do that. And because it can lead into these cosmetic virtual consultations, it's ideal for this time, I think.
Great. Thank you.
Absolutely right.
And there's a website, obviously, if people want to get in contact with you straight away before we do any kind of doing session, if they're interested straight away, what's the best way to get in contact?
Yes. The mysmilesim.dental is the website, and it explains the benefits and everything that you need to know, a few testimonials. Could register, and if you want to send us a message, then you can use the contact us page. We'll come to our emails. If anybody is looking to register, maybe just put Julie's name as the referral code, just so that we know. And Julie was talking to us before, and we are willing to offer members of Julie's club or people associated free simulations for the first couple of months, so you won't have to pay the $25 to get started, just to get used to so the system can be in use straight away before you even get used to using the simulation software.
That's a great offer. Thank you for that. So just the $90 a month, the introductory $90 a month, no $25 for each of the simulations. That's a very generous offer. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Julie.
We look forward to being all successful together with all these practices up. So thank you very much for your contribution to today's live session. We'll speak to you next time.
Thanks a lot, Julie. Thanks very much.
Now I'm coming back online. Where am I? Get out of this area here. There we go. Oh, my video is not on. There we go. I hope that was helpful to everybody. See the possibilities.
is that my smile sin can present for your practices at the moment, even once COVID time's off. By that time, of course, you'll have system. I think that doing sessions is important if you are going to be jumping into this, because there are so many different elements that go into whether this can be successfully implemented to its optimal capacity or not. And so I'm thrilled that the guys, Leslie and Jonathan, are going to come back online for our doing session. I haven't got a date for it yet, because what I also want to do is involve health practice digital, Andy Lee, who was a special guest a number of weeks ago on one of our live sessions, and get his input about how can we really successfully promote this on social media and get even more simulations happening and even more action and excitement around this app and your practice. And so I'm going to be doing what I can to collaborate a few minds, brilliant minds together, to do everything we can to make sure that you're as busy as possible, either now with your virtual consultations, but also beyond now with all of the aesthetic consultations, all the full examinations that you'll be doing as a subsequent visit to your virtual aesthetic consultation with patients. And so doing that with everybody. I'll just share screen one more time before we wrap it up for today. That's our last thing that we were mentioning today, to keep your minds around how to use Trello. I've ticked off all the agenda items. All the other bits are listed under here if you wanted the links to anything. We have completed today, so we're ticking off the due date. We're taking off the top priority. We don't need that one there anymore. And this register here area will eventually be recording link in within the hour. And I'm going to drag this card over to our completed column. That's live session number 21. We've done a few. That doesn't include the doing sessions. Next Wednesday, we have nothing on the agenda at the moment apart from our daily focus. If there are any key areas that you would like addressed within your practice, next time, please do let me know. Will be absolutely something that rises to the surface, but I would love to know if you specifically would like to have a particular area managed at the next live session. And I'm just going to hover over these cards, hit L for label, put that one as mid, hover over this one, L for label, and that one for low priority. Remember that we do the team board available for you if you wanted to get your team behind working from home for some of their hours through the week. Starting point where they, you could actually just inspire some thought around what your practice could be doing in terms of homework, online work, to build a stronger practice for everyone's return after COVID. Otherwise, I look forward to seeing you all next time. I hope you've enjoyed today. I really do look forward to the session. I think this is going to be a wonderful application that can be highly useful in many practices, both ortho, whitening, cosmetic, it's going to be, and reconstructive. It's going to be interesting how everyone rolls it out. If you have any questions, give me a call, email me anytime. Otherwise, have a fantastic evening, a fantastic week, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks a lot. Bye.